Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, don't forget, we have a Reardon Roundtable tomorrow. Should be a good one. Steve Butz will be pinch-hitting for Jane, State Senator Nick Schwer, and John Gaskin all on the panel. We'll have Paul Hall on entertainment and Frank Cusimano in the 4 o'clock hour as well. One of the topics we'll talk about, look, it's not very often, if we're being honest, that we can talk about positives happening in the city of St. Louis or for the city of St. Louis. And I will say that I feel like this new flight to London, which was announced yesterday, is a pretty big deal. And we'll talk about that on the roundtable. But Mark Sutherland is here. He is His Majesty's Honorary Consul to Great Britain and Northern Ireland to the state of Missouri. He's also the owner of Stone Ledge Distillery in Defiance. We're going to talk about some fun stuff happening out there. But Mark, welcome back. How are you?
I am very, very excited. Some fantastic news that's been a long time coming.
First of all, I want to tell you that I wasn't sure, and this is a short segment, so I don't blame you for doing it on the phone. But if you had come in person, guess what you would have been wearing on your way out of the studio?
Oh, yes, your face.
I have the Mark. Well, luckily my face is not on the T-shirt. It's actually a cool T-shirt.
Oh, you need to improve it.
I have my Mark Reardon Show T-shirt for you. I will put it in the mail. You are on my. I got three people I'm sending shirts to, and you're at the top of that list. But I did bring one in today, just in case you were coming in person. They're really nice. They're soft. I mean, if you just want to use it to wash the car, you can do whatever you want. But I think you're going to like it. All right, so let's talk about this news about the flight to London. I've been a little critical. I've taken two international flights on Lufthansa. Have not been my best experience. But we've been kind of, you know, restricted to that when it comes to international travel. This announcement from British Airways is awesome, isn't it?
It's absolutely fantastic. Now, British Airways, that is the way to travel. They know how to treat you right. And, I mean, I immigrated actually to the U.S. on a direct flight from London to St. Louis. And so to get this direct flight back starting in April is phenomenal. It cuts it could be a 13, 14-hour maybe longer travel day down to just 8 hours, which is fantastic. You go to bed at 10 o'clock on the flight and you wake up, it's noon in London and you're there. So phenomenally excited, not just for the tourist travel, but for all the economic connections and the ease of business going back and forth as well.
Yeah, so to your point, I think people understand this, but you would ordinarily have to fly to New York or maybe Toronto or something like that, and then that's going to take, you know, you're going to have a couple-hour layover. So I think and there has to be demand for this. First of all, London is an awesome city. It's been about 10 or 11 years since I've been there, and I always recommend it because it's so safe. It's so easy to get around on the tube, and there's so many things to see. So for people listening who have not, you know, even thought about going to the UK, I would highly consider this. Now, this is something that's going to kick in next spring, is my understanding. But you can book flights now, can't you, Mark?
Correct. April 19th, I believe, is when it goes, the first flight. It's on sale right now. And there's actually some really good discounts for the first few months as well. And it's going to be seasonal to start, so April through October.
That makes sense,
though.
And then
based on demand,
yeah.
Then we'll potentially see a year-round. And if Lufthansa is any indication, that demand will be there. We're already seeing about 400 people every day flying from St. Louis to Europe. So we know there's traffic. And so this will just increase that and make it a lot easier for people in the Midwest to get into London and then on towards the rest of Europe and the rest of the world. Heathrow goes everywhere in the world very, very easily.
So there's a $4.5 million incentive here over 3 years. But one thing that should be noted is, and, you know, sometimes I have questions about these things. What's the ROI? I think there's a potential of a strong ROI here. In fact, maybe some evidence is, you know, the Lufthansa flights after the 2 year incentive package expired, they're continuing and there's still demand for that. So I think that's great news. So
Correct. Good job.
I don't know.
Continuing, and they actually increased.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you played a role in this, but I'm a fan, and I was happy to see that announcement yesterday. Before I let you go, though, and I think I've told you this before, look, the Augusta Defiance area in this particular region of Missouri is just beautiful. I've said this before. I could take someone. I always used to say this about Door County, Wisconsin, which is another one of my favorite places. Have you ever been there, Sutherland?
I have not.
Okay.
You've talked about it a lot,
yeah.
So I need to visit at some point.
But what I've said is I could take someone, blindfold them, take them on a helicopter, whatever, drop them in Door County. They'd think that they were out east somewhere, like on the ocean. In this case, you know, people think of Missouri, I think, as really flat because of Illinois, but it's so beautiful out there. You know, I used to ride my bike quite a bit out there. But you got a great, awesome Oktoberfest that's going on in Defiance, right?
We do. It's kicking off. It kicked off yesterday. It goes all the way into November. So every weekend, all the venues around here are doing Oktoberfest stuff, music, food, drinks. We've got a whole special menu of German drinks at Stone Ledge Distillery, but Billy Bush is doing stuff. Good News, Circle Six, Defiance Ridge, Chandler Hill, Sugar Creek, Judgment Tree, all these different places in Defiance. So you can bounce around every weekend and even during the week as well and enjoy an Oktoberfest is just 20 minutes from St. Louis County.
Yes, so there is a website for this, which is DefianceOktoberfest.com. October spelled with the K. That's the only trick there. DefianceOktoberfest.com. I don't know where the other one would take in. I'm not sure I want to risk that. But that
I
sounds like
that one as well.
Yeah. Well, look, that's a good, smart. But, you know, look, you got beautiful, beautiful weather here. I mean, we've still stayed very warm during the days, but the weather in the weekend is going to be fantastic. And October really is. I saw someone put a poll up. I don't even know why this was, you know, a question mark, but what's your favorite fall month of the year? It has to be October, right? Hands down, October.
Yes.
Cooler temperatures, not too cold. All right, Mark Sutherland, great to have you on the show. Thanks for promoting the the new flight to London, and have fun with Oktoberfest. I'll try to get out there this month because, again, it is one of my favorite places. I want my daughter. You know, I don't know if I can bring my daughter. Let me ask that question. If I come out to the Katy Trail and ride the bike, are there all only adult things,
no,
or
most,
can you
most
take
venues? I mean, every venue has at least. One section is all ages.
Okay, good.
Most of them are fully all ages.
Yeah, I promise not to get her all hopped up on wine. Mark Sutherland, we'll talk soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.